So says the Heilige Mishnah, as we start Perek Dalet in our quest to learn Mishnah Yisrach right after davening. B'shamay omrim kol hanitonin al mizbach hachitzon. So B'shamay hold, first reference I believe to B'shamay so far, kol hanitonin al mizbach hachitzon, anything that ought to be given, what's nitonin literally? Okay, nitonin is usually given, meaning zrikas hadam. Okay, so anything that ought to be sprinkled on the outer mizbeach, right? Remember, there are two mizbechot, one in the Azara, one in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and the other one in not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's where the Kapores is, that's where the Aron is, but rather in the Kodesh, right? The Kodesh is where you have the mizbech HaKetores and the mizbech HaZahav, right? As well as the Shulchan and the Menorah. Those are the three primary kelim that are in the Kodesh. And the mizbech HaChitzon is where you sprinkle the majority of Zrikos Hadam for animal sacrifices in the Azara, right? That's why the Gemara says that there is a miracle that the Azara didn't generally have, like flies and so on and so forth, as Gemara and Yuma in the first base of Mikdash, because it was in the Azara where most of the behemos were being shechted and were being offered on the Mizbeach. So, Beis Shammai say that anything that, generally speaking, it's Zrikas Adam is performed on the Mizbeach Hachitzon, the outward courtyard Mizbeach, she nasan matana achas kiper. And as long as you did just one, right, you still achieved kapara. So what does that mean? Generally speaking, it requires, as we say in Ezum Mekoman, the very next parak of Zochim, actually, parakai, you know, what do we say? We say that it's, right, arba mata, right? Arba mata, because usually put on each of the four corners of the Mizbeach, the Shammai Paskins, that bidi eved, that in less than ideal, but if you, the Kohen, sprinkle on just one of the four corners, still bidi eved, it is an effective korban. Okay, that's the shita of Beis Shammai. V'chatas shnei matanos. However, he says that by chatas you require two matanos. Why? Because it says that you have to sprinkle on the four corners of the mizbeach by a korban chatas, by a sin offering, twice in the Torah. And there's a principle in all of kodshim, principle when it comes to korbanos, that anything that the Torah repeats twice that comes to teach us that it is me'akev. Right, kol sheshina olav hakosov le'akev. Anything that the Torah is mishana, like v'shinantam levanecha, right, is to repeat over and over, right? So that's the that from there we learn that you require two matanos when it comes to carbon by chatas specifically.
That's like how I learned about the ketam, like shofar blowing.
No, it's particular to the area of kachim. It's okay. A special halacha that when it comes to kachim, the Gemara says a number of places, kol shishin alav akasov le'akev. That comes to me'akev specifically in the world of korbanos. Right? Different domains of halacha have their own rules, and that's one of the rules that's unique to kachim. Very interesting principle. Okay. Beis Hillel disagrees and says, no, they're more mekel. Right? It's easy to remember this one because, right, Beis Shammai is more strict. They hold that what? By chatas two matanos. Beis Hillel says, no, even by chatas is just one matana and one corner of the mizbeach is sufficient to achieve kapara. Lefichach, therefore, in nasan sarishon kisikna, if he did the what first, what's going to be the ramification? Because what's the general principle? What do we always know? That what? That you have to have kavana for it to become pigo about something that otherwise would have been essential to the korban. So therefore, if what? If I go ahead and I already did the first one, right? The first zrikas hadam properly. So what's the halacha? Right? Lefichach. Right? If he did the first one properly, and the second one, he had intention that he was going to sprinkle, or let's say actually eat, while he sprinkled, the intention to be eating the mizbeach, the korban rather, keeper, it still works. Why? Because you already, right, you already finished, right, the essential part of the korban, right? You did your first zrikas hadam. Nasan or shishona chutz lizmana, however, if you put the first one chutz lizmana in the wrong time, v'sashin chutz l'mkom, and the second one outside of its place, pigol v'chayim lav kares, right? Pigol and chayim kares. We talked about this earlier, that what? That the first one is the essential one, and as Bartanura says here, because the first one, again, was the essential one. So if the first one is the essential one, and it was pigol chutz